Hi, everyone, and welcome to Oasis Wellness Radio. This is podcast number 9, and today we are going to talk about staying healthy through the holidays and these dark winter months. I'm Jennifer Schmidt, founder of Oasis Wellness, and it is my mission to help 1 million people uncover and heal from the root causes of their health issues so that they can live life to the fullest, stop worrying, and know exactly what they need in order to be truly healthy physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. Feel free to download the podcasts and put them on your phone or your MP3 player so that you can listen to them when you're out driving or out for a walk, whatever works for you. Please share them with friends, family, and loved ones. Let's create a ripple effect to help people take back their power and heal for good. And as always, if after listening to this podcast, you have any questions, you can leave it on my blog or on my website. Can reach out via my contact page on my website at www.earthbasedmedicine.com/contact, or you can email me directly at jennifer@earthbasedmedicine.com. So it's been a while since I've done a podcast. It's been a pretty hectic couple of months, and I'm really happy to be back joining you and happy to be giving you some tips on navigating the pitfalls and stressors of the holidays and winter time. I know for me, this is a really busy time. A lot of people trying to get in appointments before the holidays. My kids are super busy, some school activities going on. The other part is this: the weather. We are super excited to be having rain here in California, but it also can wreak havoc in other places with some of the snow and ice around the country and around the globe, and for those of us in the Northern Hemisphere. So with no further ado, here is podcast number 9, staying healthy through the holidays and these dark winter months. Okay, so I don't know about you, but so many people around me are sick right now. People are depleted. I'm seeing a lot more exacerbations of stress and depression and anxiety. There have been days in my office where every single person who comes in has a cold. I'm not kidding. Every person who comes in has a cold. And they all tell a different story. Well, their child was sick. They were on an airplane. There was all sorts of stuff going on. There are a lot of pitfalls and stressors here in the holiday season during the dark winter months that can prevent us from staying healthy, that really deplete our energy. And so what happens is by the time New Year's comes around, instead of feeling good and ready to start the new year, we're totally burned out. And that's a pretty crappy feeling. So what I want to do is we're going to talk a little bit about the pitfalls and stressors of the holiday season and the winter months, and then I'm going to give you some tips that you can use to stay healthy and energetic all year round, especially in these next few weeks as we approach New Year's. I'm going to talk about some of the products that I use that I recommend to help me do that, because it's not always possible just through diet and lifestyle. And a lot of you ask me questions about supplements anyway, so I figure we're going to kill two birds with one stone, as we say. So let's talk about those pitfalls and stressors first. So the first pitfall of staying healthy around this time of year is that we're just inside a lot more. And being inside can create lots of different problems. So there's lots of close contact between people. Maybe you're taking public transportation, you're like all shoved in like sardines. People are doing a lot of traveling in airplanes and trains, buses. So there's a lot of close contact there. Just being in the office, it's not like people are, you know, it's a little harder to go outside for lunch, for instance, if you're at work all day. As another part of this problem of being inside is the recirculated air. And I know we always joke about on airplanes, right? Like how tight it is, how you're just breathing, especially if you're on like a long flight and you're just breathing in that same air over and over and over again. And if that guy in seat 22C keeps coughing throughout the whole flight, and then that stuff gets sucked into the ventilation system, and then it gets brought back into the air of the airplane, you're like exposed to this stuff for 5 hours long. So the recirculated air in buildings and in travel, in your car, can be big problems for us, can be stressors for our bodies, especially because there's something about fresh air. I know for me, I talk a lot about going out into nature, and part of that is because of there's something about that fresh air and breathing it in and you know, you see pictures of people in China who have to wear masks because the air pollution is so bad, and in other places around the globe, and you're breathing in those toxins. So there's something great about fresh air, about being out in the fresh open air, whether you're by the sea or in the woods, wherever you are out in nature, that can be so healthy. So what happens instead is we're like in this close contact, it's recirculated air all the time. Our bodies are not supposed to be in that environment all the time. So that's another problem of being inside. One of my big beefs are people who are sick. And then, now I don't mind, let me just say, I don't mind people coming to my office sick. I've got hand sanitizer. I've got tricks for myself that I use to stay healthy. I don't mind that as a practitioner. I'm happy when people come to me when they're sick and I can help teach them about how to get well naturally. But if you're just generally, if people are sick and then they're coming to work, they're sending their sick kids to school, and then people wipe their nose, they sneeze, they cough, and they don't wash their hands. Totally not okay. You guys, if you're sick and you're coming to work or your kids are going to school, please wash your hands after you've touched your nose, after you've coughed into your hand, or, you know, at least try to sneeze into your arm or cough into your arm. But please wash your hands. If you are someone who is around a lot of sick people, you need to be washing your hands. All you need is plain soap and water. Don't use that toxic antibacterial stuff. Just use regular soap and water, and it'll help prevent the germs from being spread onto you. So any of these little virus particles that are transmitted through air, through saliva, that get onto us, that we breathe in, if you wash your hands, it can make a big difference. So people who don't wash their hands and they're sick and they're walking around coughing out into the open and not into their sleeves, just they need a little reminder sometimes to just be mindful. Another part of being inside that makes it a stressor is the light. And I was listening to a podcast recently. I think it was part of Sean Croxton's digestion sessions. And they were talking about natural light and how even being outside on a cloudy, rainy day, it provides more light that's better for our bodies, for our pineal gland and our circadian rhythm, than being inside in a bright TV studio with all those lights. I don't know about you. In my office, I have fluorescent lights. They drive me crazy. So I have a lamp with a regular light bulb because I don't like the fluorescence. So when we're away from that natural light, especially because the days are just shorter, right? That's a stressor for our body. That actually can make it harder to sleep. I know a lot of people are struggling with getting adequate sleep right now. And part of that is because they're just not able to sleep through the night. They're not able to fall asleep. Part of that is due to the lack of natural light. Now, another part of this lack of natural light contributes to our lack of vitamin D. In the wintertime, here in the Northern Hemisphere, we basically, if you are living north of Puerto Rico, you do not get vitamin D. And it doesn't matter if you're outside, we're still not, the sun is at a specific angle that we're not able to absorb, we're not able to convert vitamin D in our skin. So this is pretty much the case from late October, early November through March. Even if we're outside, we're not getting the vitamin D. So this is something to consider. I'll talk about how to supplement that later in the podcast. So these are all reasons why being inside a lot in the wintertime is a stressor. It's not necessarily something we can avoid. There are days when I'm in my office from 8:30 until 5 and or 5:30 and I'm helping people. It's awesome, but I don't get outside. So I have to be very mindful for myself to make sure I'm getting fresh air somehow, that I'm making up for it later. And I try to make sure that's not happening more than 2 days a week. And I know that's not possible for a lot of you. So being indoors, stressor number one. Another pitfall stressor for these winter months is just the lack of fresh fruits and vegetables. So here in California, we're so spoiled. We have access to a lot of fresh fruits and vegetables, more veggies really throughout the wintertime, the greens and some of the starchy veggies. But for most of the world, most of the Northern Hemisphere, there is not access to fresh fruits and vegetables in the wintertime. And that itself is a stressor because we're not getting those nutrients. We can get really depleted without having those natural, wonderful nutrients in those veggies. We'll talk later on in the podcast about how you can make up for that. Another, we talked about the lack of light as far as being indoors as a stressor. And I know even just the shorter daytime hours, having less hours where it's light out can be a pitfall and a stressor to a lot of people. There's something called seasonal affective disorder, which is actually likely tied to vitamin D deficiency. There's some really cool research being done on that right now. But it's definitely something that can affect people. It may not be light outside, but dang, people, you got to get your sleep in the wintertime. A lot of late night parties, a lot of stress about buying the right presents for people, staying up late, doing online shopping, just watching stuff. The lack of sleep during the holidays and during the winter months can really pose a problem for your health. It can sap both your energy levels and it can affect your immune system. So that's another problem that we have. Now, of course, with those parties, what happens when we go to Christmas parties and holiday parties? Oh, man, we eat so much sugar. So I talk about how to party, how to party in a healthy way in my online nutrition class, 5 Easy and Fun Steps to Healthier Eating. You can find that. You can get access to it on my website. That's www.earthbasedmedicine.com/classes, C-L-A-S-S-E-S. Little shameless plug for my class, but I have lots of recipes in that class, and we have a whole section dedicated to celebrations and parties and how do you eat healthy at parties, because that sugar, man, and then the alcohol, which converts to sugar, and being up late at night all affect our health and our energy in a negative way. And then I know everyone's making Christmas cookies and holiday cookies, and then there's the peppermint bark and the eggnog and the sugar is all around. So it's something we need to be mindful of during these holiday months. Over Christmas, New Year's, Hanukkah, which actually we're just about coming to the end of that. Over all the different holidays that happen during these months. And then our last pitfall stressor is just the cold, wet weather. And especially here in the Northern Hemisphere. I know my friends in Australia and New Zealand are experiencing a lovely summer. But here it's kind of cold and wet and damp, and there are lots of things that can affect our health. And because of that, one is just being cold. It can affect our well-being. Of course, we don't want to be in an overheated building either. I remember when I lived back east and I was, you know, you'd have to put on all these different layers and then you'd have to strip them all off because it would be so overheated in the buildings. But the damp itself, that can lead to some mold issues as well, which can affect our health. Lots of issues with the cold, wet weather. I tell you, I love going up to the snow to visit, and I don't want to live in the snow anymore just because of the way it feels. All right, so those are our stressors, right? We have being indoors a lot, the lack of fresh fruits and vegetables, the lack of light, lack of sleep, those late night parties and stressing about getting everyone presents, and just stress in general can have such a negative effect on our sleep. Lots and lots of sugar. Oh my gosh. Lots of white flour affecting our health. And then this cold, wet weather. So what are we going to do about it? How are we going to keep our bodies from getting depleted? Here are my tips for staying healthy and energetic during these holiday months. How do you navigate all of this? So number one, you got to avoid the temptation to reach for sugar all the time. So again, I urge you to check out my online class and learn some of the tips for that. I'll give you a few here. One of them is to eat before you go to the party. That's a good way. Eat healthy food before you go to the party. If you're going to reach for the sugar, if someone has made you their favorite sugar cookies or their favorite holiday cookies, and you feel like it would be so crazy rude to say no, just go in moderation. It's a really important step to take. Now, some people might not agree with this, but I actually tone down my exercise in the winter months. And it really depends on the stress in your life. If you feel like you're coming down with something, definitely tone down the exercise. I do it anyway, kind of naturally this time of year. I find that more restorative yoga is better for me, makes me feel better than running and doing interval work that I do during the spring and summer and fall months. There's just something about that restorative yoga. Again, for some people, that's not the right thing for them. I definitely urge everyone to do some what I call joyful movement. So whatever it is that gives you joy and doesn't make you feel tired and depleted, that's the movement for you. For some people, that might be having a Zumba class with Cynthia Valentine in Eugene, Oregon, or my friend Shira in Boston. She teaches some awesome Zumba and yoga classes. You might go to the gym. You might take a walk during your lunch hour, a gentle walk, or you might reach for some restorative yoga. There's a lot of different ways you can do gentle, healthy movement, but just be mindful about how the movement, how the exercise makes you feel. If it depletes you, not a good idea. Tone it down. That's okay. We're in winter. We're not supposed to be out, you know, doing 14, 20 hour days, whatever, this craziness in the winter months. We are biologically wired to slow things down a little bit in the wintertime. Something that is really helpful for people to mimic natural lighting are full spectrum light bulbs. I mentioned that I have a lamp in my office that I use instead of the fluorescent lights, and I use full spectrum light bulbs for that. Your local hardware store should hopefully carry them. If not, I'm sure you can find them online somewhere. I know I always get the ones where there's like a smiley, happy light bulb on the box. That's the one that I use. And full spectrum light bulbs can help mimic natural light and can help with mood and energy levels. You can kind of put them basically where in places where you're going to be a lot. So I have one in my living room at home, and my kids actually naturally gravitate towards that lamp when they're doing their homework. It's really interesting to see. They don't even know that light bulb is in there, but they feel it. And then you can put it, you can know, even if you have an office with fluorescent lighting and you can't avoid it because it's a big building or there's cubes and things like that, you can still put a lamp with a full spectrum light at your desk. So that's something that you can do there. So Andrew and Pete, my friends in England, something for you guys to keep in mind too, as you guys are becoming social media rock stars. You can put those full spectrum light bulbs in your office. So really easy, inexpensive step, right? Like just get a new light bulb. That can help mimic the natural light, especially as we're spending more time indoors. I know I don't have to tell you guys to spend as much time outside as possible, weather permitting. My kids were just saying today that it's raining here and they were going to be putting on their rain gear and riding their bikes outside. Okay, whatever they want to do. Like, okay, that's great. Like, just make sure you're dressed warmly enough and have fun. So totally okay to be outside, get outside into that fresh air as much as you can, weather permitting. I know some of you like to do cross-country skiing. There's some, even here in California, we have, in Northern California, we have some outdoor ice skating rinks that people like to go to. So get outside as much as you can. Just stay warm, bundle up, have a cup of green tea when you get back in. Now, you got to continue to incorporate vegetables and greens as much as possible. I love the cruciferous veggies like cabbage and broccoli. I finally learned how to cook Brussels sprouts in my 30s, so they tasted good. The trick was to cut them small and to not overcook them. I can thank Sally Fallon Morrill from the Weston A. Price Foundation for that tip. Made a huge difference. Also, I have to say, when you cook Brussels sprouts in lard, like when you stir fry them in a little bit of lard, they're like manna from heaven. So yummy. You can also use coconut oil. Also tastes very yummy. The veggies we have available right now tend to be higher in starch sugars, even if they're complex starches, but things like yams, winter squashes, like acorns, spaghetti squash, beets. So just, again, be mindful. You want to, if you can find fresh greens where you are, I highly recommend it. I don't do as many salads in the wintertime. I tend to wilt my greens or put them in smoothies. So the way I do that is when I'm done cooking a dish, I'll throw the greens in, like arugula or spinach, the fresh greens in, and I just kind of let them wilt, right? So they just get a little bit soft. That's one way you can do it. Just the warmer makes me happier. I don't do super well with cold things in the wintertime. And so I like the warmer things. What I'll do also if I've made soup is I'll get my soup bowl and I'll put the fresh greens in the bottom of the bowl and then I'll ladle the soup on top of that. And again, the hot soup just makes the greens wilt. So they're not like overcooked and slimy, which is really unattractive. Doesn't taste good to me. That's a good way to get your greens. Another way to get some of your vegetables is to roast them. You can really experiment and have fun with the root vegetables like turnips, parsnips, carrots. Again, we talked about the winter squash, onions, really yummy way. I have a recipe on roasting veggies in the wintertime. You can just use plain oil and salt and roast them, some sea salt, or you can really kind of spice things up a little bit with turmeric or cumin, coriander, some of those warming spices. That's another way. So through the roasted veggies, but you can continue to get them throughout the winter as much as possible. I highly recommend it. Fruit, a lot harder to find. You can, for most of us, I think we have access to apples. Those tend to stay throughout the winter time. Nothing like a good homemade applesauce to make me smile. All right, sleep. I know a lot of people who practically sleep with their devices, their iPad, their phone, their laptop. And though the light on those devices can really mess with our heads, they mess with our circadian rhythms and what's called our pineal gland, which regulates our sleep rhythms. So that bright light makes it really difficult for us to sleep. I really recommend that you turn off your devices, your TV, your phone, whatever it might be, at least 1 hour before you plan on going to bed. Here at my house, devices are off. Unless it's an emergency situation where I've got something for work I have to get done at the last minute, devices are off by 9 p.m. because both my teenagers need to get to bed. I need to get to bed. We got to start winding things down. So that by 10 o'clock, everyone is kind of settled in. I might be reading, cleaning up around the house, something like that. But, you know, getting up in the dark is so much easier when you get enough sleep. It's hard to drag ourselves out of bed when it's still dark out. And so when you get enough sleep, it's a whole lot easier. So really recommend turning off your bright devices, getting enough sleep. I know when you are out at a party, one thing you might discover is that alcohol content, like when you drink a lot of alcoholic beverages, you might pass out and fall asleep really easily. And then what happens? You wake up at 2, 3, 4 in the morning and you can't fall back asleep. That's because of what the alcohol does to our rhythm, to our bodies. And I'm not saying don't have any alcohol at all. What I'm saying is just be mindful that you stop drinking around 7, 8, again, 9 o'clock at night, to make sure that you are going to get adequate sleep. Because if you find that you are waking up, check out how much alcohol and sugar you're having before you go to bed, whether you're at a party or at home, and that can be impacting on your sleep. Now, let's talk about supplements, because people always ask me about supplements. I use supplements, nutritional, whole food nutritional supplements to support my immune system and my energy levels. Now, just like with everything else in life, with supplements, the quality is everything. I choose quality over quantity for sure. The quality of the ingredients is so important. With the exception of the vitamin C powder I use to dechlorinate my bathwater, and I think I have that, it's on a blog I have somewhere about Michael Phelps. And chlorine, you can find it on my website, www.earthbasedmedicine.com/blog. You can go to my search page. I have a search page on my website. You can type in Michael Phelps. You'll find it there. But I really recommend never purchasing supplements through Amazon, eBay, or other large online shops or other large warehouses, because you can't trust the quality or the source of the ingredients. You just can't trust where they're getting this stuff, whether that's fish oil or vitamin C or a multivitamin. The reality is that you can't trust the quality of the source, and most of what you buy through large warehouses and online stores are synthetic. They are derived from petroleum and coal tar. And these isolates, like ascorbic acid for vitamin C, these are nutraceuticals. It's like putting a pharmaceutical into your body. It's an isolate that doesn't represent the entire component of what vitamin C is, the bioflavonoids, retinols, all those things. And so with the exception of, like I said, the vitamin C powder I use to dechlorinate my bath, or in an acute situation where people are working closely with a physician, I never recommend these types of supplements to people. Most of the nutrients and herbs and supplements that I teach people about are available only through licensed healthcare practitioners, and there's a reason for this. However, there is one brand available online that I do trust and I do recommend, and it's called Touchstone Essentials. You can find them at www.earthbasedmedicine.com/touchstone, and it'll route you to their page. I like them. I recommend them because all of the ingredients come from truly natural sources. They're also 100% plant-based, which I know is important for many people out there. I recommend a lot of supplements that do have some animal products in them. But for people who are, for whatever reason, on a 100% plant-based diet, Touchstone Essential products are available for them. I do have a couple of vegan clients I recommend them to. And those clients are very happy with those products as well. With Touchstone Essentials, everything in them is there for a reason. There are no additives, no fillers. That's really important because if you look at some of the supplements available through some of these larger name brands, even at Whole Foods, what have you, they're still synthetic and they still have a lot of fillers in them. And they might say natural, but they don't tell you, if they don't tell you where they've gotten the, you know, the alpha tocopherol or the ascorbic acid, chances are it's derived from a not so natural source like petroleum or coal tar. So I don't go there. If you want more information about these isolates, by the way, a great reference for you is Gerald Rolise's book, The Pharmaceutical Myth. He talks about it in depth there. So with supplements, just to remind you guys, as we're talking about them, we're talking about quality, not quantity. Something a lot of people just buy supplements based on price because they're cheap, but it's important to invest in high quality supplements. Again, that's one of the reasons why I like Touchstone Essentials. And incidentally, they are offering 20% off of retail through the end of, I think through the end of December. And that promotion code is FRIENDS, F-R-I-E-N-D-S. So if you're up on their website and you're purchasing their products, you can enter the promo code FRIENDS through December 31st, 2015, and you will get 20% off of retail. Now, if for some reason you're listening to this after December 31st, please reach out to me and I'll see if I can get you a promo code to use to purchase the products at a discount, okay, at a 20% discount. So just a little note there. As you're listening to me tell you about these products, about these supplements, that Touchstone Essentials is running a 20% off sale for the holidays. So something to take in mind. These make great gifts for your friends. Really good stocking stuffer for your partner who's always complaining about getting sick or achy joints. So listen in. Here we go. So there are definitely some Touchstone Essential products that I use to support my immune system and my energy levels throughout the winter and all year long. So the first one is Pure Body Regular and Pure Body Extra Strength. I've talked about these products extensively in previous blogs and podcasts. And Pure Body Extra Strength are a zeolite. So what's a zeolite? A zeolite is a mineral that binds with toxins and heavy metals so we can pull them out of our body. We have several PubMed studies, I think it's upwards of 300 PubMed studies on Pure Body and Pure Body Extra Strength, which come from a zeolite called clinoptilolite. I finally learned how to say it. Took me a while. The Pure Body and the Pure Body Extra Strength, and according to PubMed studies, they have antiviral properties. They stop viral replications for certain viruses. They help get the toxins and heavy metals out. What you need to know is that not all zeolites are created equally. And I know Touchstone uses third-party testing to make sure that their clinoptilolite is pure, that there are no heavy metals in them. I've been using these products for about 3 years now, and I'm super happy with them. I take them and my kids take them. Knock on wood, I have been staying really healthy because of them. And I'm usually prone to sinus infections in the fall, and I did not get one this year for the first time ever. And I definitely think that the Pure Body Extra Strength that I use is partially responsible for that. So the first product is Pure Body Extra Strength. You can read more about it on some of the Touchstone Essential blogs and also on my own blogs. Again, if you go to the search page on my website, which is www.earthbasedmedicine.com/search, you can type in zeolite and find all sorts of blogs and podcasts about them. Number two, a product I don't think I've mentioned before in my podcasts or blogs. It's called Wellspring. Now, the scientific data is really clear about the health benefits of turmeric. It's been used Ayurvedically for Ayurvedic and Indian medicine for millennia. There's actually some anthropological data showing that the gold that was brought to the Christ child by the three wise men, if you are familiar with that story, was turmeric, not actually the metal gold, but turmeric, because it was known as medicinal gold back then. Turmeric is well known for its powerful anti-inflammatory properties. It helps reduce inflammation, helps with brain health. Lots and lots of studies about that. And it's also combined with, in Wellspring, it's combined with ginger, which is a warming spice and a digestive aid. And then Wellspring also is combined with an omega fatty acid blend. kind of cool the way Wellspring works is it has an omega-3, an omega-6, and an omega-9, all through derived through seeds. And that can help together to reduce inflammation. All those compounds work synergistically for brain and heart health and to reduce inflammation. Now, I like to take Wellspring because I have a tendency towards inflammation in my thumbs and in my hips. My mom suffers from arthritis in her thumbs and my dad has it in his hips. And if I give in to the temptation of having a glass of wine or having sugar or sweets, I find that I get the inflammation in my thumbs and my hips. They get sore. The Wellspring helps to keep me from getting stiff in the morning and helps to keep the inflammation at bay for my thumbs. I also give it to my daughter who suffers from some seasonal allergies here and there. She does her best to stay clear of sugar. She's really good about that. But she every once in a while will give in or she'll just get some allergies. So the Wellspring has been really helpful for that. Now, the Wellspring is not an excuse to overindulge in your sweets and sugars, but just know that it's there as an option for you. Definitely keeps you thinking clearly with the omega-3 fatty acids, the omega-6s, the omega-9s, because my friends, our brains need fats. And it's really hard to get good quality fats in the diet sometimes, especially if you are on a plant-based diet. The fats are the hardest to come by. So the Wellspring is a good way to get those. Number three, I love the Super Greens Plus D that Touchstone Essentials makes. It's one of my personal faves. I love to open up the bottle and I smell the parsley, the greens in it, and it just reminds me of soup. I love to put parsley in my soups. So I've discussed the Super Greens Plus D extensively in my measles blog and in other podcasts and blog posts. But basically, the Super Greens Plus D contains greens like parsley to nourish our detoxification pathways. Now, I don't have to remind you guys how alcohol affects the liver. It does, but alcohol is not the only toxin to affect our liver pathways, our detox pathways. There are lots of chemicals in the environment like BPA, which is coating plastics or coating paper receipts these days. And then our liver has to break that down. All the air pollution, the chemtrails in the air, lots of things that affect our detox pathways. Heavy metals, aluminum. I see a lot of people toxic with aluminum these days. You guys just make your own deodorant with coconut oil and baking soda. Avoid the antiperspirants on the shelves, which are full of aluminum. Super Greens Plus D also contains digestive enzymes and probiotics to make sure that you are absorbing all the nutrients you're taking in and to keep your gut flora in balance. We now know that about 70 to 80% of our immune system is in our gut. We need those little critters living synergistically in our gut to help our immune system, to help with digestion. So hence the probiotics in the Super Greens Plus D and those digestive enzymes. Now, what I consider the super ingredient in the Super Greens Plus D is the turkey tail mushroom. Turkey tail mushroom is one of the few plant-based sources of vitamin D that we can absorb. I recommend never, ever taking synthetic vitamin D, whether it's D2 or D3. It can be toxic pretty fast. It's really hard for our liver and our kidney to convert it into the sources that we need. And so I really recommend that you make sure you get your D from healthy, natural sources, whether that's cod liver oil or turkey tail mushroom. Turkey tail mushroom is also an immune system powerhouse, and we have lots of studies about how it can positively impact our immune system thanks to the work of Paul Stamets. I've mentioned him before in blogs, I know. He is pretty much the go-to person for research on medicinal mushrooms. Number four, green energy. So green tea. I tell you, we have multiple scientific studies and centuries of experience, especially coming out of Japan, about the health benefits of green tea. And I talked about it quite a bit in detail in my podcast about how to avoid the post-lunch crash. But green tea can improve our health for many reasons. A lot of it is because of the polyphenols, like the flavonoids and the catechins that not only reduce the formation of free radicals in the body, which protects our cells from damage and helps us to age not as quickly, but green tea also can affect your brain health. According to studies coming out of Japan, it can lower your risk of cancer, can lower your risk of Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, can actually lower the risk of type 2 diabetes. So green tea has lots of benefits. I find that I cannot handle the caffeine of coffee or black tea, but green tea I seem to do fine. Now, some people really don't want to, they don't have access to tea. Or for me, like, I don't want to have any green tea in the after 3 o'clock in the afternoon. But Touchstone Essentials has a product called Green Energy. And I also mentioned it in that podcast on avoiding the post-lunch crash. But Green Energy is a great alternative for people who need an energy boost in the late afternoon or the evening, or who just want to avoid caffeine altogether. So let's say that you have your company holiday party and it's already been a long day. Green Energy is a great product to take to help with that. Now, green tea also, through Green Energy or just a straight green tea, can affect your immune system in a very positive way as well. You know, it's normal to feel more tired during these darker winter months. But for most of us, it's just not possible to rest in bed for the 14 hours or the 12 hours that it might be dark. And so we have to make sure that we're giving our bodies the nutrients it needs to stay awake without reaching for those highly caffeinated, quote unquote, energy drinks. I would much rather take something like Green Energy or make myself a cup of green tea to keep myself going throughout the day. You know, you just don't have to push yourself quite as hard. Green tea is a great way to green energy or green tea. Great way to get your energy. Green energy, by the way, is decaffeinated. There is no caffeine in green energy. So it's a really good way to keep your energy levels up without doing it in an artificial way, like through a late afternoon cup of coffee or through those crazy energy drinks that I do not recommend. So to recap some of our stressors and pitfalls for staying healthy and energetic in these darker winter months during the holiday season. So being indoors a lot, a lack of fresh fruits and vegetables, the lack of light, lack of sleep because of these parties and stressing about presents, all the sugar and refined carbs that come our way every single minute of the day during the holiday and winter months, and then the cold, wet weather that we have to deal with. For some tips again, to recap our tips, avoid the temptation to reach for sugar. Try to make sure you're getting as much nutrient-dense food as possible. I actually recommend toning down exercise during these winter months. But again, you got to see what kind of exercise gives you joy. You can put a full-spectrum light bulb in your office or in your home or both. Make sure you're still incorporating your vegetables and greens during these winter months. Make sure you're getting enough sleep, adequate sleep. Turn off those devices at least an hour before you go to bed. And then, you know, really consider that it's okay to supplement. Something else Gerald Rolise talks about in his book, The Pharmaceutical Myth, is how our fruits and vegetables don't have the same nutrient quality that they had 40, 50, 60, 70 years ago. Where I know in part of the book he mentions that, you know, a bunch of spinach from today, you have to eat 40 bunches of spinach to get the same nutrients that you got from spinach in the 1940s. There's no shame in supplementation. You just have to be really careful about how you supplement. And I really like Touchstone Essentials products. Again, you can find them on my website at www.earthbasedmedicine.com/touchstone. And that'll route you over to Touchstone Essentials website. And they have all sorts of information, links to lots of different studies, how their supplements can impact your health. And don't forget, Touchstone is running a holiday special through the end of December. 20% off of retail. That promo code is FRIENDS, FRIENDS. So these are just some of the tips and solutions you can use throughout the year, not just through the holidays and winter months. Make sure that you are supporting your body with real foods and supplements, not things made from toxic chemicals, from toxic sources. The last thing you want is to take a fish oil that comes from a fish that's swimming in mercury. Unfortunately, a lot of the fish coming out of the Pacific has been tainted by Fukushima. by the radiation that's being dumped into the Pacific Ocean. Here in California, we can't even get crabs anymore because Fukushima has affected the temperature of the Pacific Ocean, which has contributed to red algae growth, which has contributed to us basically having toxic crabs out in the ocean. So be really careful about where you're getting your supplements. Like I said, I always recommend supplements that are made from only whole foods, only from whole food sources, but also quality sources. Know where you're getting them. So that's the end of this podcast, end of our podcast number 9. As always, you are so welcome to reach out to me if you have any questions or you need further information. It is my privilege and honor to help you on your journey to stay healthy and make the most of this amazing life. So if you have a question, you can email me at jennifer@earthbasedmedicine.com. You can submit a question through my blog. I always have submissions on my blog where you can send in a question, or you can go to my contact page and submit something there. And again, to find access to those Touchstone Essential products, you can go to www.earthbasedmedicine.com/touchstone. And don't forget that promo code FRIENDS for 20% off of retail by December 31st. And in the meantime, I wish you all a very, very healthy and happy holiday season. Please reach out if you have any questions. I'm Jennifer Schmidt, your host of Oasis Wellness Radio, and we will see you the next time. This podcast contains the opinions and ideas of its author and is designed to provide useful advice in regard to the subject matter covered. The author is not engaged in rendering medical, therapeutic, or other professional services in this recording. This podcast is not intended to substitute for medical care. The author expressly disclaims any responsibility for any liability, loss, or risk, personal or otherwise, which is incurred as a consequence, directly or indirectly, of the use and application of any of the contents of this podcast or its handouts.